B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
And we'd like to welcome in to the John Kincaid Show, the coach of your Philadelphia Flyers, celebrating his 700th win. Even though, I gotta tell you, AV, I'm not sure that you're the guy who really celebrates a lot of little minor things. Do you celebrate a milestone like this, or you move on to the next day kind of guy?
You know what? I had a martini last night with my coaching staff. 1,700 wins in the NHL is not easy to come by, and I've been very privileged. I've worked for four great organizations that were all first class. I've had the support of all my GMs, and all those GMs have given me really good teams. So you don't get to a number like that without having coached good teams and good players, and I've been very privileged. So had a martini last night after the game, and now we're moving on to Pittsburgh.
Well, everybody who's in Flyers country is raising a glass in your honor tonight. Now they now have an excuse to, you know, to say, we're having this for Coach. So tell me, though, about your different stops. Why is this stop in Philadelphia different or unique compared to other stops that you've had?
Well, for me, Philly is as close as you can get to an original six. And, you know, I was fortunate to coach the Montreal Canadiens, the New York Rangers, two original six teams. And I feel the same privilege here in Philly. In my last two stops in Vancouver and New York, we came real close to winning the ultimate prize, the Stanley Cup. And that's why I came here to Philly. I thought the pieces were in place, that we had a good mixture of veteran and young players that were progressing, that were, you know, closing in on their prime. And we could put it all together. And I'm in this only for one thing, and that's to win the Stanley Cup. And I really think that we're on the right track. We, unfortunately, you know, last year and this year, the COVID variable has come along, sort of throwing a little damper in things. We're not fortunate right now to be able to play in front of our fans, but I hear there's some openings there that we might be getting some fans soon. So we're all working for that ultimate prize. It's very hard to get. It's very competitive. It's a very tough league. But I feel that, you know, we're trending forward as a team, and we're on the right track.
Coach Alain Vigneault joining us here on the John Kincaid Show on the Comcast Business Hotline, Bounce Forward. Coach, when you see this team and you have a bunch of a young core members of it, do you tend to say, I just want to make sure that we're playing our best hockey in April? Is there this learning curve, this progression that you say there's milestones along the way I want to see these guys hitting?
Well, you know, I think in today's NHL, teams that don't progress during the year don't get into the playoffs. It's so competitive. There's only 16 teams out of 13-1 that get into the playoffs, you know, and next year's going to be 16 out of 32, so that's 50%. There's a lot of good teams that don't get in, so you've got to make sure that your game is trending forward and getting better as a group. And I do believe we did that last year, my first year, and we are working towards that right now. We are trending in a positive way. Our 5-on-5 game is getting better. You know, you got to get in. It's not easy. Once you're in, every team has a legitimate chance at winning that Stanley Cup. And I believe that we're a good team that's going the right way. And I really like our chances.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Talk about managing your goaltending situation, because now you've got two guys, one with tremendous potential and one playing out of his mind, that really gives you a 1-2 punch that I don't know if maybe a lot of people expected that going into the year.
Well, I think with the schedule that is out there because of COVID and all the games that you know, have been postponed and rescheduled, you got to have two goaltenders. We're playing 6 games in 9 nights right now. So both goaltenders are probably going to play 3 each. And, you know, we've got 2 sets of back-to-back. So it's a challenge, and we're very fortunate. I you have to have two goaltenders that can play and contribute and help you win, and that's what we have right now.
Anybody on this Flyers team that you say to yourself, John, watch this guy down the stretch. I think he's just about to bust out. I think this is a guy who's about to take the next step.
Well, you know, I'm looking at the way Travis Sanheim has been playing lately, his skating ability, his potential. You know, he's got a tremendous amount of upside, hasn't reached his peak yet. And we've got quite a few guys in that age range that are coming and slowly putting it all together. So, you know, we have to continue. The Carter Harts, the TK Konecny, et cetera, Travis Sanheim, Phil Myers, et cetera. Those guys have got to put it together, and if they put it together, like I said a short while ago, I really like their chances.
I'm so excited to be home, Coach, because I grew up here, and then I went away for a media career for 25 years, and I've returned home. But before I left town, I worked for the Flyers coaching staff, doing video and statistics under Mike Keenan. So I already know there's no boss I will ever meet in my entire life who will put more stress on me and push me to be good than Mike Keenan did back in the day.
I don't doubt that one bit. He's been fortunate to win a Stanley Cup with the Rangers. He was a great coach, and I'm sure he pushed the right button to make you work and make the rest of the group work.
He certainly did. So what will you do for a week in Pittsburgh? Will you get out and take your walks? Because I've heard about your legendary walks, and I like to do that too. Yeah. Will you go out and do that? Will you walk the streets?
We'll see the weather, how the weather is. But, you know, we're pretty well confined to our hotel and our room and in our meeting rooms. So, you know, we've got to follow the guidelines. Unfortunately, we did follow the guidelines to a T, and we got quite a few COVID cases. Hopefully that's behind us. We stay healthy and we move forward and we play some good hockey.
Coach, the fans are so excited. We're glad here at the Fanatic, and we look forward to seeing you soon down at the rink. So congratulations on the 700 wins, and we'll look forward to seeing you soon.
Really appreciate it. You guys stay safe. Take care.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.